This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we warned you, Joe Biden is rescinding many of Trump's executive orders. It's the ones that he shouldn't, obviously, but he is. For example, he's getting rid of the Garden of American Heroes, because who would want anything like that? He is getting rid of the Protecting American Monuments, memorials, and statues. That way his voters can go out and criminally destroy them. He is getting rid of one that Trump signed, which was trying to really begin a snowball down a mountain. It wasn't that harsh, but it was just trying to get the ball rolling against the online censorship. Biden scrapped that as well. Trump's executive order titled Rebranding United States Foreign Assistance to Advance America's Influence has also been tossed. That's just trying to get a little bit hold of the foreign aid that we're giving out. It's just totally out of control. Now we're actually, I'll cover this later. We also give all the foreign aid to Israel. Now we're giving foreign aid to Palestine, too. So we're funding both sides of that war again. That's always fun to do, isn't it? Funding both sides of wars that we're not even really involved with. It's just great how they just steal our money. Biden's into that, too. So he's doing that. And he also scrapped an executive order that made any potential immigrant to the U.S. provide assurance that they would not be a financial burden on America when they got here. So there's Biden killing America. A bunch of small cuts at a time, and then, of course, huge gashes, too, and then huge stabs in your neck, and then trying to impale you on a stake. I mean, anyway, he'd kill you, really. That's the Democrat Party. But, again, America is waking up. This video is going viral. An individual's at a gas station in his neighborhood. I'm guessing this is a Democrat-run inner city, and he gives the people around this gas station the how to and the what for. We had to censor this, a lot of cussing, but we censored it. We believe it's worth your viewing, and so here it is.
World, and now we ain't got no gas. Really? I need Trump back. Anybody else out there need motherfucking Trump back? Anybody else want their fucking Trump back? When was America ever great? We had gas, we had electricity. We had jobs. We had
people are harassing him as he's doing this video.
No gas. Some people no electricity, no jobs, waiting for a stimulus check, waiting on the guy extra food stamps. What's going on? We wasn't going through this shit for the last 4 years. We were winning, 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 winning. And now y'all sitting home being quiet as now. Somebody say something. Tell me why the fuck you support Joe Biden right now. Tell me why you support Joe Biden right now. Everybody wanted to get rid of President Trump. What's up? Look at this goofy ass. People ain't got shit to say no more. Just sitting around like sheep, goofy ass sheep. All they can do is wait. 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 The Democrats saw something. They got a Green New Deal for 2030. Green New Deal. You ain't got no fucking plans for everything to run off electricity in 10 years. You do got a plan to fuck up everything within the next 10 years, but you damn sure ain't got no plan for to run off electricity in the next 10 years. You got a plan to fuck up everything within the next 10 years. I want Trump back. It is stupid. Everybody had a lot to say when Trump was in the White House. Anybody got shit to say with this fucking old ass bum in there? Fucking up our fucking country, fucking up the economy. These motherfuckers projected that we were gonna have 1 million new jobs, 200,000 new jobs. And where the fuck are they at? Probably 200,000 illegal immigrants that you motherfuckers tied up at the border got new jobs, but we don't. We hurting in America. Everybody quiet as shit. Where the fuck are the Joe Biden supporters? I can tell y'all why I support Trump. Tell me why y'all support this motherfucker. Ain't doing shit but fucking us up every day, fucking us up.
So again, this individual just at the crowded gas station that's almost completely out of gas. Most of the pumps shut down. Two pumps still running. Huge lines out the door. He's walking around in his Trump hat. And so it's just a matter of people need to realize they've been duped by the media. That's really what it is. Oh, and by the way, maybe they're realizing they were duped by the Democrats, too. Joe Biden diverts healthcare cash to help illegal immigrants. So once again, money that's not going to Americans, money that's going to non-citizens to invade this country and steal everything from you. So that's what the Democrats are all about. But people are waking up, maybe.
2 weeks ago, I launched a sale on all the high-quality storable foods at PrepareWithAlex.com. And I pointed out that the Bloomberg Global Food Index shows that current crop purchases being made for the end of the summer when the crops are completed around the world is up 76%. That alone will cause civil unrest, major problems. Since then, inflation has exploded in the last 2 weeks. You've seen the pipeline crises. You've seen Governor Whitmer shutting down or trying to shut down the pipeline in Michigan. This is a concerted operation. And so, listeners had a huge response to our big sale, 2020 prices in the year 2021. 10% off all storable foods, preparewithalex.com. Now, the sale ended yesterday, so I'm now, because a lot of requests, extending it through Sunday, and then it absolutely has to end. So, 1 month, 3 months, 6 month, year supplies, highest quality water filters, and so much more. PrepareWithAlex.com. It's the best tool you're going to find on high-quality storable food for you and your family and your community. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Everyday InfoWars is on the air. Is a victory for free speech. Free speech is under complete assault by the Democrat Party and the big tech tyrants. But just us being on air is a victory. So I salute this audience, and I raise my ceramic mug full of coffee to you, and I salute free speech, and I salute this audience for keeping us on air. God bless you, and Godspeed in the InfoWar, and we will drink our InfoWars coffee together now. Ah, my second cup of the Wake Up America Blend InfoWars coffee, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And ladies and gentlemen, we would really not be on air if it was not for your support. Now, Alex is on vacation, but the guy can't get away, and so he needs to cut new specials, but he's trying to take a vacation. Now, the good news for you is that that means the specials from this last week are going to continue at least through tonight. So that means some of the big discounts we have on the supplements that you've been seeing for the last week are going to stay there at least for the rest of the night. But the big one that you would want to take advantage of, if you haven't yet, still have 10% off the 2020 prices for storable food. So we still have the 2020 prices at InfoWarsStore.com as the food prices are going up. And then we have the sale right now, 10% off the emergency food prices right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But that has to come to an end tonight. And if you go to preparewithalex.com, you can see all of that as well, or InfoWarsStore.com. Again, last night for 10% off emergency food supplies. If you don't have storable food, what are you waiting for? You're seeing food prices skyrocket. That's by design. And unless something drastic happens, I don't see that turning around. Biden's still in the White House. The Democrats are still in control, and they have an agenda to wreck and destroy this country, destroy the American middle class, destroy our supply chain, everything. And they are just beginning. So take advantage at InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off emergency food sale before it's too late. Now, let's get back into the news. So it's all coming out. Bill Gates, Jeffrey Epstein, looks like they had a nice cozy relationship, and it looks like people were well aware of what Bill Gates was up to on Epstein Island before any of this came out, as well as inside the company, apparently Gates with Microsoft employees, and so now that news is coming out. So here are the latest headlines there. Microsoft board members wanted Gates gone in 2019 after investigation into sexual relationship. And that was within the company. The investigation conducted in 2019 was launched after the woman in question, a Microsoft engineer, blew the whistle over a years-long sexual relationship she had with Gates. Right around this time that Gates' relationship with notorious pedophile Jeffrey Epstein had spilled into the public sphere, and Melinda Gates began exploring divorce. So there you go. Now, is this a case of, now, don't get me wrong, Bill Gates to me is among the worst people on earth. But see, this is what I was talking about earlier. They've set a standard that nobody could live up to. So obviously Bill Gates was sleeping around on his wife and doing God knows what with Epstein. And he's having this affair with this lady. Maybe they had something good. You know, maybe it was, there was coercion there. But the point is, this was going on for years. Why does she want to blow the whistle now? Why is it a problem now? Because they set a standard that they could never live up to. And so now it's just easy. It's just easy for any woman to come forward and say, yeah, I was having this affair. He's a bad guy. Maybe it was mutual. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. But the point is, you're not allowed to have any relationships with men and women at work. You're not even allowed to look at a woman like that at work. This is their standard. And it's harassment if you do. And so, yeah, you had Harvey Weinstein, who was obviously despicable. But they ignored it for years. But now that's the standard they've created. Bill Gates has fallen short. Bill Gates was reportedly removed from the Microsoft board for an alleged affair with a Microsoft employee. Gates and Epstein traded advice on Bill's toxic marriage.
Hmm?
Jeff's pedo image rehab during secret men's club gatherings. When is it going to come out about the Epstein-Bill Gates clones? When are we going to know what scientists and engineers were working in New Mexico with Jeffrey Epstein? How much involvement did Bill Gates have? What do we know about that activity? When will that come out? Does Epstein have a smarter friend with access to more resources and technology than Bill Gates? I don't know, but Epstein was running the clone facility and apparently had a tight relationship with Gates. Jeffrey Epstein gave marital advice to Bill Gates as Pear joked and laughed about his toxic relationship to Melinda. And this was the men's club that happened at Epstein's New York City home. So Bill Gates was hanging out on Pedophile Express airplane, Pedophile Island, and in Epstein's New York City Pedophile Lodge. So there you go. Boy, oh boy, I'm telling you, man. Seriously. This final headline, the dirt piles in on Gates following divorce announcement. All right, so, and by the way, Bill Gates and Ted Turner, who tell you they want to get the human population down to zero on TED Talks, they're the two largest farmland owners in the United States of America. So you may want to know about these guys. So, but can you imagine? What is Bill Gates up to? Now, Bill Gates was at once considered the richest man in America. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But everybody knows about Bill Gates. Everybody knows about his power. But now it's beyond just the power from his technology. It's all the power that's been derived from buying up scientists, buying up news coverage, just buying anything he wants, buying access. And then he somehow has the influence, not just in America, but across the world, to force vaccinate people. And again, I tell this story a lot, but it used to be, you know, the Gates Foundation would show up in Africa with the vaccines and people would run to their tents and facilities begging for health treatment. Now the Gates Foundation shows up and they run for the woods. They run from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation now. But this is the same guy who's been on TV for an entire year lying to you about a pandemic, lying to you about a virus, telling you to wear a mask, telling you to take a vaccine that doesn't work, with gain-of-function research that he knew about, with vaccines that he wants to influence and even wants to get his own technology in there. And now it's coming out. This is the same guy. He's running around with Jeffrey Epstein. He's running around on the Pedophile Express. He's running around on Pedophile Island. He's running around at Pedophile Lodge doing all these activities with Epstein. What involvement did he have in New Mexico on Epstein's ranch? Because it doesn't just end on the plane, on the island, in the lodge. That's not where this story ends. But so imagine, though, again, Bill Gates, Microsoft, richest man on earth, all this influence, influence over the health, influence over the world. And now it comes out this guy was just another disgusting creep that in any other circumstance the mainstream media would be destroying right now. Cheating on his wife, having year-long affairs, having affairs with Microsoft employees, having affairs with Jeffrey Epstein. Where's the Me Too movement? Where's the liberal left? So the reckoning is coming. The reckoning is coming for Gates. The reckoning is coming for Fauci. How can they land this ship? Okay, so I mean, the globalists are on an airplane. One of the wings is completely blown off. The other engine is fire coming out of it. And they got to try to land this ship. But it's all coming out with Bill Gates. And I'll get into Fauci a little bit later. Larry Kramer in 1988 called Anthony Fauci a murderer. Well, I guess since he was never locked up, he decided to murder again, didn't he?
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex. We will be hearing from Alex again before the end of today's transmission. And before I get into the letter to Fauci in 1988 calling him a murderer then, I guess some things never change. Before I get into that, here's why the mainstream media and the liberal progressive left cannot burn Bill Gates. And so, yeah, their virtue signal double standard is going to be completely exposed just like it is every time. But this is the key takeaway. The reason why the liberal left has to always be allied with Hollywood or people like Bill Gates, even though all the stuff that they claim to hate and the sordid behavior and all this stuff is all brought to you by Hollywood and by people like Bill Gates, they're allied with it, and so the double standard exists because they need those people. You see, the average liberal, leftist, communist, Marxist, progressive, Democrat, whatever you want to call them, they know that they can't win an argument, and they know that their policy is a losing policy, and they know all the real-time, real-world examples that you would point to prove it. Whether it's failing Democrat cities, whether it's how all these Democrats have been accused of rape and the media doesn't care. And so the list goes on and on. And the reason why they can never call those people to task, never call them out, never put them on the table for discussion is because they need them. Since their arguments don't win and since their policy fails, all they can do is point to rich, powerful celebrity people and say, but see, Hollywood agrees with us. See, Bill Gates agrees, so you need to listen. Yeah. See, Bezos agrees with me. Bill Gates agrees with me. Hollywood celeb A and B and C all agree with me. And it doesn't matter that my logic is twisted. It doesn't matter that my standards have two different practical executions. It just matters that what I say is what I say, and Bill Gates agrees. So listen to me. So they'll never burn the Hollywood celebs like they should, whether they get caught raping children or talking about how they like child rape. They still get to direct Hollywood films and work for Disney and Nickelodeon and other companies. But, you know, they'll panic any chance they have. Oh, Trump said he grabs women. My God. And then, like, here's Hollywood people actually grabbing up women and putting them in film, and here's Epstein grabbing up women and putting him in the sex trafficking, and here's the mutual relationship with all of them, and here's creeps like Harvey Weinstein taking advantage of the whole thing. And they'll never put any of that to task because they need it. They need to have Hollywood because it's the only way their message gets out and received. They need to have powerful, rich people like Bill Gates repeating their message. It's the only way it gets out and gets received. And the Hollywood and the Bill Gates of the world, they know this. They know they have all these useful idiots. They know they have all these political human drones and pawns. And so they just go out and do whatever the hell they want and pretend to be liberal progressives because then they can be above it. And they know they then become a necessary tool of the left So they'll never call them to task. They'll never throw them under the bus because they need them. And so then they end up getting away with anything. Tim Cook, slave labor camps in China. Doesn't matter. LeBron James, shoes made by forced labor in China. Doesn't matter. The left needs LeBron to say, look, LeBron James, he's good at basketball, and he says what I say. Look at Tim Cook. He's a good liberal progressive. He runs Apple, trillion-dollar company. I'm a genius. Tim Cook runs death camps in Apple. No, censor him. Censor that individual. You're not allowed to say that about our beloved Tim Cook. Now, if it came out that Trump had, you know, slave camps, death camps in China, oh, it'd be the biggest story in the world. And I kind of wish Trump did so that they could call him out on that. And then you can be like, okay, now I'll do LeBron. Now I'll do Tim Cook. Oh, no, not going to do that. Okay. So that's why they'll never truly go after a Bill Gates or truly go after Hollywood, because they need them to amplify their message and to use that as like a totem, like a trophy. Like, oh, I never won a debate, but I have a trophy that says I won a debate, and it says I won this debate too. And that trophy is LeBron James or Bill Gates or Gwyneth Paltrow or somebody in Hollywood that says the same thing I say, so that means I'm smart. So they'll never, they'll always keep them up there. Now moving on. Story is at Infowars.com. Government scientific advisors admit they used totalitarian fear tactics to control people during the pandemic. And we also have all of this on tape. We have them on television. We have them during congressional hearings. We have, you know, from Australia, from Europe, from America, where they say we have to fear, we have to get people in fear. We have to keep people in fear. We have to make people afraid of a virus. We have to make people afraid of a pandemic. We have to use fear to get what we want. Hell, Klaus Schwab and the rest, they admit the whole pandemic is fake. And they just say, yeah, we had to fake a pandemic for our political agenda. They just don't even care. They're the real evil villains. They're the real head of Spectre. But, you know, some of the people like the Australian Prime Minister and like Justin Trudeau and all these people, they're just little butt boys, little minions of this shadow government. So they are just doing what they're told. So it's make people afraid, you know, make them scared of the pandemic, really hype it up, tell them they're all going to die, and then you'll get a lot of power and you'll be very popular and you'll write books and you'll sell them and you'll get rich. And you'll be remembered as a hero for stopping the pandemic. But no, they admit that the whole thing is out of fear. And then at the very top, they admit that the whole thing is fake to bring in the Build Back Better UN New World Order agenda. Pretty incredible to think. And you think this is something hidden. Like, oh, it's like if it was hidden, maybe then it would resonate. But it's not even hidden. They do it on television. They tell you they want to put you in fear on TV, which is their mechanism for the fear. So they're on TV, their mechanism for the fear, telling you to be in fear. And if you lived your life and you never looked at the TV, you would never know any of this was going on. Now, when we come back, I'm going to get into the latest from Fauci, but we're going to go back in time as well. In an open letter to Dr. Fauci from 1988, and I'll just read a little excerpt of it here. To Anthony Fauci, you are responsible for supervising all government-funded AIDS treatment research programs. In the name of right, you make decisions that cost the lives of others. I call that murder. I call you murderers. That was in 1988, addressed to Fauci. He didn't get arrested then. Is he still murdering today?
It's Thursday morning, May 13th. I'm sitting in my studio getting ready to go live, and I am just cutting this bulletin to all the listeners and all the viewers so you understand how serious the situation is. Just 2 weeks ago, I predicted you'd see massive inflation explode, that they would cut off more pipelines. I said it on air more than 50 times, because America is under strategic globalist attack in an economic trade war to make sure China wins. This is World War III. And I told listeners, you need to get storable food. You need to get water filtration. Those are some of the basics you need. And we have the best storable food at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. Now, the sale was supposed to end yesterday, but I'm running it through the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. Because so many people have requested that I extend it so people have a chance to get this great deal. 2020 prices in the year 2021. And then my pantry's going to have to go up on prices because everybody else is already and the raw materials are skyrocketing. They have the food ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com, 10% off.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Does America got the guts to get the glory? Do we have a will to survive? We're back here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex. Alex coming back with us in just a bit. We have Drew Hernandez coming up as well. Gerald Celente hosting the fourth hour. I'll be back hosting the War Room today as well. I've got great guests on the War Room today. We'll have more on that coming up. But in 1988... Larry Kramer wrote an open letter to Dr. Anthony Fauci. Now, I'm just going to go through a few highlights of this. The whole thing is a lot longer, but I'm just going to go through a few highlights just to kind of give you an idea of how history repeats itself when you don't know history. Or you'll be a victim of history if you don't understand this. And so we didn't take care of the corrupt Fauci then. Now he's come back 30 years later to take care of us, if you know what I mean. And maybe Fauci was trying to kill off the gay community in the 80s. Based on this letter, that's what the gay community believed. So incredibly enough, the left hated Anthony Fauci before anybody. The left was aware of Anthony Fauci's criminal behavior before anybody. And they penned open letters to the public to see to Fauci calling him and his team of doctors murderers. So imagine that. A guy gets away with mass murder and never goes to jail and then comes back to commit mass murder, mass genocide, mass eugenics 30 years later. Or maybe you don't have to imagine that. Maybe that's Fauci. So let me just read some of this. This is the beginning, and then I'm going to go through a couple highlights, but the whole thing is way too long. But it'll give you a taste. It'll give you a feel. An open letter to Dr. Anthony Fauci from Larry Kramer in 1988. I have been screaming at the National Institutes of Health since I first visited your Animal House of Horrors in 1984. I called you monsters then, and I called you idiots in my play, The Normal Heart. I now call you murderers. To Dr. Fauci. You are responsible for supervising all government-funded AIDS treatment research programs. In the name of right, you make decisions that cost the lives of others. I call that murder. And we'll get into how the AIDS research and the drugs that they're researching ties into what they were doing with hydroxychloroquine and Remdesivir and some of the others, but I go on. At hearings on April 29th before Representative Todd Weiss and his House Subcommittee on Human Resources, after almost 8 years of the worst epidemic in modern history, starting to get the pattern here, perhaps to be the worst in all history, you were pummeled into admitting publicly what some of us have been claiming since you took office over 3 years ago. You admitted that you are an incompetent idiot, or maybe a murderer. Over the past 4 years, $374 million has been allocated for AIDS treatment research. You were in charge of spending much of that money. Now, it gets into kind of what was going on here. I don't want to read all of it, including some quotes from representatives at the time, but basically how he got all of this money, and they were doing all of this testing and all of this research, and then he basically buried all of it and then just kind of sidled, saying, oh, well, we can't figure anything out. We don't have enough funding. And the gay community that was concerned about this at the time were actually following it. They were calling out every step, how he lied about everything, how he had all the resources he need, how he lied about how he was spending it, and how he was basically just balking at the whole thing. So, again, he calls him an idiot. He explains all of this. And so then we get to this point. Now you come bawling to Congress that you don't have enough staff, office space, lab space. Again, this is after getting $374 million. Secretaries, computer operators, lab technicians. I wonder how much of that Fauci stole for himself or others, by the way. File clerks, janitors, toilet paper. And that's why the drugs aren't being tested and the network of treatment centers isn't working and the drug protocols aren't in place. So imagine, you give somebody $374 million to do a project and then they don't do anything. Nothing. That was Fauci. And again, as normal, the media would have ignored this. Nobody would have any idea this was going on. But gay people at the time that were actually following this, activists curious about this, caught Fauci doing all of it. That's why they called him a murderer. He goes on. You expect us to buy this BS and feel sorry for you? You effing son of a bitch of a dumb idiot. You have had $374 million and you expect us to buy this garbage bag of excuses? The gay community has been on your ass for 3 years, and maybe in it. And you refused to go public with what was happening, or not happening. And because you wouldn't speak up until you were asked pointedly by a congressional committee, we lie down and die, and our bodies pile up higher and higher in hospitals and homes and hospices, streets and doorways. And so here's what he's talking about there. And again, I'm just going to skip all of this section here because I don't have all the time in the world to read this. So remember hydroxychloroquine, and it came out that not for all, but for most people. I mean, if you had some heart conditions and other things, it was known hydroxychloroquine, probably not good for you. But for a lot of people, for most people with COVID, hydroxychloroquine worked, especially with zinc or vitamin D or vitamin C. Now, people were getting banned and censored for saying that. You had governors banning the use of hydroxychloroquine. Now, what happened in Michigan? You had a Detroit representative, Democrat,
who had COVID, was dying of COVID, and was about to die from COVID. She found a doctor to illegally prescribe her hydroxychloroquine for treatment with I believe, zinc and vitamin D. And she made a recovery within 24 hours, and then she did national media television interviews saying that hydroxychloroquine saved her life. Gretchen Whitmer, who banned hydroxychloroquine, made it illegal, would have murdered her if this doctor wouldn't have broken the law to give it to her. And then thanked Trump for talking about hydroxychloroquine and saying, no, you can use it despite these governors banning it. So that's how it works. So that's what Fauci was doing in the 80s. So in other words, they were testing all of these drugs, but Fauci wasn't actually putting the research out. And it was kind of like, if you've ever seen the movie with Matthew McConaughey, Dallas Buyers Club, basically these people in the gay community were trying out all these different drugs to deal with AIDS or whatever they were having, and they had to do their own experiments, and they found out some of them work, some of them don't. They were trying to give this to Fauci, who was going around all the gay houses. I guess he was too busy, bending over to actually do the research. And so they're saying, look, we have these cures. Look, we have hydroxychloroquine. It works. Why aren't you promoting it? Why aren't you telling people? You murderer. So it's what they did in the 80s. Now they've done it again. And now I go on. How many years ago did we tell you about aerosol pentamidine, Tony? This stuff saves lives, and we discovered it ourselves. We came to you bearing this great news on a silver platter, begging you, can we get it officially tested? Can we get it approved so insurance companies and Medicaid will pay for it as a routine treatment and our patients going broke paying for medicine that they could get cheaper? You monster. And now this is incredible. Pelosi even gets involved. This woman, Pelosi's been around that long. Pelosi's in this story with Fauci. These dinosaurs. These ancient fossils of corrupt politics. Pelosi's quoted in the story. Assume that you have AIDS and that you've had pneumonia once. You know that aerosolized pentamidine was evaluated by NIH as highly promising. You know as of today the delays in NIH trials may not be solved this year. Why do you wait for the NIH study? I probably would go with what would be available to me, be it on the street or what have you. And so he's basically saying, yeah, the drug works, but we're not testing it. We're not going to make a statement on it. So just go find out on the streets. That's Fauci replying to Pelosi, who I guess got it then. You know, maybe Pelosi letting the AIDS epidemic and keeping the drugs and not going after Fauci is how she's remained in power all these years. But so there you go. I'm out of time this segment. Point is, Fauci and his team of doctors were called murderers in the 80s for what they did handling a pandemic. Now they're back, and look at what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. The exact same story. Known treatments that were working, like hydroxychloroquine, shelved by Fauci. Fauci demonized it, told Democrats to make it illegal. They did, and then people died. Fauci did the same thing in the 80s. He's doing the same thing now. Why would we ever trust this guy? Anthony Fauci belongs in jail. Do you agree with Larry Kramer? Is Anthony Fauci a murderer?
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back here on the Alex Jones Show, and a henchman of the population control, eugenics, New World Order are out in public and unmasked, decloaked. Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, Gretchen Whitmer, Andrew Cuomo, the talking heads on television. They've completely exposed themselves, and so now it's just a matter of time. Can people of planet Earth wake up and realize this before they can complete their eugenics program and have a mass die-off, a mass kill-off, so that they can seize control of the planet in that panic of uncertainty, which they engineered to bring in the one-world government that they will be in complete control of. And that's what it's really all about. Because the way the globalists work and the people that are in the secret societies, whether it's the sex cults or the Luciferian cults or the Bohemian Grove cults, they just do their own actuaries that you've probably done in your own head, seeing where humanity is going, seeing the trends, but they look at themselves as superior and they want to be gods. So they just actuary it out and say, this is where humanity is going. Let's do this instead. So there will be a global government. I mean, globalism is inevitable. with technology and travel and business and everything, globalism is inevitable. So they see that, but they say, let's get out ahead of that and have the infrastructure for globalism already built in. But hey, it's going to be unpopular. People like freedom. Well, let's put them in fear so that they would rather be secure in the new global world order than free in it. And so that's where they're going. That's their agenda. And it just becomes a challenge of, can we awaken enough humans on planet Earth? Can we spread the brush fires of liberty? Can we awaken souls and third eyes to stand up, recognize this, and just reject it? Because that's what it really comes down to. And it's harder and harder every day to reject it when they rig elections, censor free speech, change history, erase history. And this is the challenge upon us every day, not just here at InfoWars, but you. Everybody else is in this. We're all sharing this planet. Except there's a certain group of people that don't want to share it. They want to own it and then own everything on it. And they want you to believe your safety and your security is more important than your freedom. And that you can't even protect yourself. You can't even ensure your own safety. You need them. So, here's one of the ways that they do it with Anthony Fauci, a guy who nobody should listen to ever, unless he wants to do an admission from prison of all the things he's done, all the crimes against humanity. Otherwise, nobody should ever listen to this man. He now says that the pandemic has proved how racist America is. Oh, so his popularity is dwindling. He's being exposed as a fraud. He's being exposed as a liar. People are now looking at old letters to him, calling him a murderer. They're looking back on the history of Fauci. They're realizing he's a big pharmaceutical shill. So what do? Play the race card. Build back those leftist, liberal, progressive bonus points and say race. Racist this, racist that. Try to save your image. And, of course, they already have the backdrop that they've built up. They've pumped up, they've humped up all this racist stuff. So it gives them the leverage. It gives them the capacity. It gives them the political points. It's all racism. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, oh, wow, yeah, big racism. Ooh. It's like the Bitcoin of the victim currency. Is racism. It's trending up. It's 50,000. It's 100,000. Oh, racism. Ooh, I'll buy into that. Yeah. And so that's what they do as a safety net when they're losing popularity. So here's Anthony Fauci in clip 7 going with the race card as his popularity is dwindling.
Let us promise ourselves that our corporate memory of this tragic reality, that an infectious disease disparately hospitalizes and kills people of color, does not fade after we return to some form of normality. Righting this wrong will take a decades-long commitment. I strongly urge you to be part of that commitment.
So there you go. So he's reading a letter somebody else probably wrote from him. And then he's saying, oh, this racism is so bad. It's going to take decades to recover. See, you can never recover from racism. It's here forever. Fauci declares. So that's how they do it. That's how their propaganda works. And then, the people that like the victim economy, the people that the racists out there that love everything being based on race and identity politics, they buy in and they say, that's right. That's right. It's racist. And then they can spin off of that any agenda they want, any execution of an agenda they want, if they just bring racism. And then as soon as you question it, say, oh, you're a racist, aren't you? Like voter ID. Racist! You don't like government shutdowns for the pandemic. Racist! You don't want to take a vaccine. Racist! And then they use that like it's just like a purse of currency that they can just dip into any time, and it just replenishes. Just racist, racist, racist. Hey, this isn't working. Go. Here, have some of the racist. Have some of the racist currency. Here you go. Yeah. The Americans want their kids back in schools. Oh, boy, this isn't good. What are we going to do? Here, we've got some extra racism currency. Take this and use it on air. Parents want to send their kids back to school. It's clearly racist. And then somehow Americans, like, cower in fear, like, oh, my gosh, don't call me a racist. And, you know, I realized something, too, about January 6th. And you know, look, we're all such good people. We're almost too good, quite frankly. We're too nice. We're too tolerant because even after January, I mean, Trump is guilty of this, too. Trump threw us under the bus on January 6th. He's kind of backtracked from it now. But, I mean, he's like, oh, it's bad. It's horrible. They're criminals. Arrest them all. Yeah, January 6th got a little bit out of control. There was some violence against the police. There was a little bit of violence there at the building, too. Property damage, not in denial of that. But in comparison to what we saw from the Democrats when they riot, it's like a mouse that roared compared to a whole stampede of elephants and rhinos and gorillas. And we're like a little mouse over here that's like, it's like, look at that mouse! Just stampeding elephants and like woolly mammoths too. You're like, what the hell? It's like, oh, but there's a mouse over there. No, we should have rejected their narrative of January 6th. And quite frankly, at a certain level, we should have been proud of it. We should have been proud of what happened on January 6th. But they stole that from us. So I'm digressing here. The point is, we're too tolerant of these people. We're too tolerant of the Anthony Faucis. We're too tolerant of the Bill Gates. We're too tolerant of the Bidens. We're too tolerant of the liberal media. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing we're not in the wild, wild west anymore. Maybe it's a good thing we're not in 1776 and people's, aren't being faced with actual violent wars in their backyard. Maybe it's a bad thing because it's eventually going to lead to our enslavement. Maybe time will tell. But now you've got celebrities coming out talking about how bad their vaccine side effect was, whether it's Ben Stein, now Eric Clapton. You bastards! You bastards! Eric Clapton fears he'll never be able to play guitar again thanks to the COVID jab. You bastards! You bastards that you would take away Eric Clapton from the world. You sick freaks that killed Hank Aaron, the home run king, that killed Marvin Hagler. You bastards that you would take that from us. And now you want to take Eric Clapton's ability to play guitar. You bastards. You are just sick. Big Pharma is the devil. Ugh, sorry, excuse me. But so here's now quote unquote comedian Chelsea Handler talking about her side effects after getting the vaccine.
Okay, so I got my second shot of Moderna today, and I feel really sick, and it's only been 4 hours, and I'm deaf in one ear.
Ooh.
Did anyone else? I thought I was going to get sick tomorrow, but I feel sick. Did this happen to other people? Please tell me.
And she's just desperate, like, you know, because you don't know. Yeah, you just got hit with a deadly poison, lady. Yeah, I don't know. And, you know, it's sad that I can laugh at her plight. And it is sad. It's disgusting of me, you know. But, I mean, it's funny because you make fun of conservatives and you make fun of anti-vaxxers. And it's a big joke to you. But we warned you. Now you're deaf in one ear. So I guess that's just.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.